Yancey commissioners and the county school board met recently to discuss educational needs for the future.
There had been a series of these meetings that had been held over the past 3 years, and at this one we pretty much decided, as the past boards of commissioners and school boards have, that Yancey County in the near future is going to need two new schools to replace the Mikeville Elementary School and the Ball Creek Elementary School. The board discussed, in a very preliminary matter, possible avenues of funding, possible locations for these schools, and this is something that will be ongoing next year. Hopefully at some point in the following year we can come up with some plan that would replace these schools. These are old schools. They're very crowded. They're in situations where they cannot grow anymore. You cannot build onto them. You cannot put mobile units. Water and sewer systems are dilapidated. And in case of Ball Creek, there's a problem with flooding. That's also has been a problem at Mikeville on occasion. So there's a lot of problems with these schools in addition to the overcrowding. And both boards feel that we need to look at a plan to replace these schools in the next few years. Another thing we talked about was an alternative school. The state of North Carolina has pretty much dictated that children that do not function in a conventional classroom cannot just be sent home and not educated. So we have to look for ways in some sort of an alternative situation where these children can receive an education and will not simply be sent home.
John Renfro is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.